You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. Our worship begins a new series, and it's a series on stewardship of our time. Let's move the, it's up on the next slide if he moves the slide, so we're still getting used to this. And, all right, stewardship of time. There's a time for everything is the idea. And, we often talk about stewardship of the gifts that we receive. Well, time is a gift that God gives us, and God expects us to use it in a spiritual sense. We begin our first hymn with, our first hymn is, okay. Ray, I don't think you can hear me in there, man. How clear our vocation, Lord. Hymn 734. We're working out the kinks on our new screens and its systems.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We thank you for joining us for worship today. For more information about our congregation and our school, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. Holy God, gracious Father, I am sinful by nature and have sinned against you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved others as I should. I deserve your punishment, both now and forever. But Jesus, my Savior, paid for my sins with his innocent suffering and death. Trusting in him, I pray, God, have mercy on a sinner. Our gracious Father in heaven has been merciful to us. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the... I think I mixed a couple things up. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. We sing. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 4. This is a review for the ancient people of Israel. of all the laws God had for them as they went into the promised land. And it's just before God repeats the commandments, he reminds us to be very diligent of this and a steward of our time and our faith. We read, "So now, Israel, listen to the statutes and the ordinances that I am teaching you, and carry them out so that you may live, and so that you may enter the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving to you, and take possession of it. Do not add to the word that I am commanding you, and do not subtract from it, so that you keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you. Keep them and put them into practice, because in this way your wisdom and your understanding will be recognized by all the people who hear about all these statutes. And they will say, 'This great nation is certainly a wise and understanding people, because what other great nation is there that has a God as close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call on him? What other great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances as righteous as this entire law that I am presenting to you today? But guard yourselves and guard your whole being diligently, so that you do not forget the things that your eyes have seen, and so that those things do not disappear from your heart all the rest of the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with our psalm. It's Psalm 111. We're going to use Psalm 111b in the Psalter on page 588. I think we can sing it quite well.
Because they kept pursuing it not by faith, but as if it comes by works.
They stumbled over the stumbling stone, just as it is written, "Look, I'm putting a stone in Zion over which they will stumble, and a rock over which they will fall. The one who believes in him will not be put to shame." Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God on behalf of the Israelites is that they may be saved. Indeed, I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but it is not consistent with knowledge, since they are ignorant of the righteousness from God and sought to establish their own righteousness. They did not submit to the righteousness from God. For to everyone who believes, Christ is the end of the law, resulting in righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise and we will speak the gospel acclamation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Mark chapter 7 is another challenge of Jesus by the Pharisees and others who wanted to turn people from the Lord. There's always these challenges in our lives. We need to make sure our time is used well so that we know not to turn from him. The Pharisees and some of the experts in the law came from Jerusalem and gathered around Jesus. They saw some of his disciples eating bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. In fact, the Pharisees and all Jews do not eat unless they scrub their hands with a fist, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions they adhere to, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, kettles, and dining couches. The Pharisees and the experts in the law asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders? Instead, they eat bread with unclean hands." He answered them, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching human rules as if they were doctrines. You abandon God's command, but hold to human tradition like the washing of pitchers and cups, and you do many other such things." He called the crowds to him again and said, "Everyone, listen to me and understand. There's nothing outside a man that can make him unclean by going into him. But the things that come out of a man are what make a man unclean. In fact, from within, out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual sins, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, unrestrained immorality, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and make a person unclean." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated, and we will sing, "O God, My Faithful God," hymn 740. O God, My Faithful God.
Thank you.
Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Dear thankful people of God, I have a little bit of a choice to make. Choice that I've been wrestling with for a little while now. I think you can see the pros and cons of this, and you can see both sides of it. I don't have forever to make this choice because time is running out, but, you know, here's the choice I got to make. Whether I am going to decide between continuing to eat or not ever eat again. Yeah, I got a couple confused faces. Not much of a choice, is it, right? You still got to eat, right? You're probably looking at me and saying, are you crazy? That's not a choice at all. There's a no-brainer there. You got to continue to eat. Well, Joshua was putting just such a choice before God's holy people, Israel, as they were finishing conquering the land. Joshua was about to retire, and he had a little time with them to make sure that they passed this faith on to their children. He gave them a choice. Let's take a look. Joshua said, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly and faithfully. Remove the gods that your forefathers served in the region across the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if you see no benefit in serving the Lord, then choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods that your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The people responded by saying, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord in order to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he is the one who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt where we were slaves. He is the one who performed these great signs right before our eyes and protected us on the whole journey that we made and among all the peoples through whom we passed. The Lord drove out of our presence all the peoples and the Amorites who were living in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, it's interesting, he wasn't satisfied with that answer. "You're not able to serve the Lord because he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive you your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and you serve foreign gods, then he will turn and cause disaster for you, and he will put an end to you because he has done good for you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will most certainly serve the Lord." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves in order to serve him." The people said, "We are witnesses." Now here's the kicker. Think of what Joshua is saying here. "Now therefore, remove the foreign gods that are among you and turn your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord and our God, and we will listen to his voice." To these believers who had seen amazing miracles, Joshua puts out an amazing choice. And it ain't much of a choice. In the end, it's a no-brainer. They had a God who had showed himself to be the one who practically destroyed Egypt to free them from Egypt. Those who were the oldest in this group saw that happen. While they were very young, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. And Moses showed them miracle after miracle to bring them to the promised land. Our God had been good to them. And he asked them to be his special people, to always follow him. But that didn't always work out, did it? Here's where God's chosen people are a special lesson for us today. Again and again, they turned away from God. They did not make the right choice. They chose anything but Christ, ABC. Some Christians make a big deal about this word choose, and they talk about that. Here Joshua is asking them to choose to have faith. That's not what he's doing here. He's got some believers who have some weaknesses, who have neighbors who encourage them to do things and worship in ways that are different. And they would sometimes just kind of, to be extra nice, they did it along with them. And so they acquired other gods. So he's not talking to people who don't know the Lord, who don't understand faith. They're talking to weak people. And he's saying, hey, get yourself more mature. Choose to go the right direction and make the no-brainer choice to follow God. Basically, Joshua put before him a choice that's, you know, is that no-brainer? You can choose from these manure gods, the ones that belong in the manure pile, or you can choose the one who actually does things, the one who talked to you at Sinai, the one who guided you with miracles, the one who fed you with manna, or you can go with those gods who do nothing. I love the way Isaiah talked about those other gods. He said, so you get yourself a good branch, and you start carving a nice little god out of it, and all the little pieces and all the rest of the branch you throw in the fire. How much is that god worth if half of it went into the fire? How important for us to see that we still have that choice as believers. We can always choose to turn away from him, but it's the harder choice to stay with him. And we're fickle. We have ways of just not living up to what we say. How many people pledge the Pledge of Allegiance who don't follow what they confess? How many people confess or profess a certain position and don't even really follow it? There was this pastor who went to Israel and he struck up a conversation with a waitress who was waiting on him and his friend. And they asked her, what do you think of America? Oh, I love America, she said. And, well, that's great. What do you love about America? She said, the U.S. respects women. And I asked her what she meant. She said, well, you give them the right to choose. I looked at her and said, this pastor, so let me get this straight. It's wrong to kill animals. You're a vegan, but it's okay to kill babies? And she said, I never thought of it that way before. Here in America, it's on the topic of politics, but there, they're not thinking straight, are they? But then it's not just the inconsistency, but it's how we've struggled in our lives, how life has turned us this way or that way. Joshua had to tell the people to throw away those other gods, the ones that were still in their tents after 40 years of miracles, really 80 years of miracles, and they still had them in their tent. You know, think about that in modern terms. Maybe your dad worshipped alcohol and abused it. Growing up, you saw that, and you use that as an excuse to say, well, I made bad decisions along the way. Holding on to this empty god that promises happiness and never delivers. Can't serve both God and the bottle. Maybe your dad was a workaholic. And he just did ignored his kids just as much as the alcoholic did. Neglected his own life. Oh, sure, you might have success, might have a little extra money in the bank, but did it bring you happiness? Did it bring you eternity? Certainly not. This is what Joshua is aiming at for us and for these people. Don't go for these empty gods. They promise the world. They promise so much, and they never follow through. You gain nothing from them. Instead, choose to follow the true God. Choose to follow the one. Yeah, okay. It takes him some time, doesn't he? His soon is a little bit different than ours. His soon can take up lifetimes. Our soon is, well, tomorrow, maybe the next day. Right? But that's just the point, isn't it? When we recognize who our God is, we not only have to say what we are committed to and recognize who our God is, and that he does act a little more slowly, but we also need to walk that walk and to live with that understanding of our God. He will bring his promises true. And it took him, goodness, more than 2,000 years to bring the Savior in the world, probably much longer than that. But did he fulfill his promise? He sure did. Every promise that he made, he has finished. He has fulfilled it. Can we trust the promises that we haven't seen yet? Yes, we can, because he has always fulfilled those promises. There's only a few left. The promises about the end times, the promises to take believers to heaven, that we see it, but there's plenty of believers already there. Let's not just think about our confirmation vows and forget them. How joyful we are in the Lutheran Church to make that pledge when we're 14. But do they still mean something to you today? Are you really willing to walk that walk and grow in your faith even now? It's kind of like that old joke. You know the joke about the hen and the pig. They're walking down the street, right? And they see the breakfast sign, ham and eggs. And a hen says, well, of course, let's go have some ham and eggs for breakfast. And a pig said, now wait a second. For you, that means a sacrifice. But for me, that's going all the way. Right? God wants us to go all the way. God wants us to go all in for our Lord. And understand that when we do, God will bless us. When we do, even though it might not, you know, might seem to be the wrong decision according to the world, is the right decision according to him. He has given us life, and he will follow through with his promises. Think about the, you know, again and again, how he took Abraham and his family 600 years before this account out of a place far away, took him to a different land, fulfilled his promises to Abraham so that at the age of 100, he had his heir born to his 90-year-old wife. He fulfilled that promise. And he fulfilled many more in between. Again and again and again. Every other god in your life offers instant gratification and fails you on the long term. I want to repeat that. Every other god in your life offers that instant gratification, but in the long run, it never delivers. Don't let those gods of this world or this time or your life dominate you. Let not your inconsistent and sinful heart turn you away from God's heart, who loves you so much so that he saved you. And what an important thing when we think about how God doesn't change. That's why it's so good to know the whole scriptures, to get to know that whole scriptures, how again and again, despite the many times that God's people rebelled against him, not long after Joshua, they didn't have a strong spiritual leader, and they started to turn away from God. And they went into the time of the judges where every 40 years or so, they'd turn away from God, go to other gods, and God would punish them as he promised. And it happened like 12 times in a row. And 12 times in a row, God came back to them as their heavenly father and loved them. God, our God, does not change. It's a no-brainer to stay with this God who endures through all your rebellions in your personal life. He endures the rebellions of generations. And he still loves his people. Think how much commitment he had that Christ Jesus was sitting on his throne in heaven, enjoying the praise of the angels. And wouldn't you know, God says, hey, why don't you go on down to earth and give your life for the sins of other people? don't know, if God gave you that choice, would you say, well, I'd rather stay in heaven, thank you, please? Jesus didn't make that. For him, it was a no-brainer because he loved you. For him, he was willing to endure the cross. For him, he was willing to endure the pain because you are valuable to him. And he wants you to have the same commitment to him that he has to you. There is a time to really embrace your God. There's a time to refrain from those who turn away from God. There's a time to refrain from those things that turn us away from God. This week, do some soul searching about the idols that have not allowed you to come to church, that have not allowed you to have a great relationship with Christ. Those idols that are still in your tent. And make a choice. Will you follow the God who is perfectly faithful, never changing and always loving, who can act and change history, who comes into history as Christ himself? Or will you choose those gods who promise so much and never deliver? I think it's a no-brainer. Embrace the true God with your whole being. And say with Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the prayer of the church. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have shown us who you are in the Scriptures. Help us to use our time, because this is the time to know you. Use our time to get to know you through the Scriptures. Use our time to worship you faithfully and regularly so that we may grow in faith and knowledge. Use our time to keep our faith strong as we vowed at our confirmation. Use our time to be close to you who loves his people. Even though we are rebellious and sinful, you come back again and again. And as our Heavenly Father, forgive us again and again. Lord God, help us learn from the example of the ancient people. Let us be the ones that buck the trend and keep faithfulness for the next generation. Let us be the ones who become the spiritual leaders in our place and in our town and in our homes. Lord God, bless us to be a leader like Joshua, who makes it clear that he wants to meet us all together with the Lord in heaven. Bless us with that kind of faith, and bless us with that kind of strengthening through your word. Help us to use our time wisely and take that time to embrace you. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our offering is at the door. This too is part of our worship. We continue with the sacrament. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who promised that wherever two or three come together in his name, there he is with them to shepherd his flock until he comes again in glory. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. We give thanks to you, O God, through your dear Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to be our Savior, our Redeemer, and the messenger of your grace. Through him you made all things. In him you are well pleased. He is the incarnate Word, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary to fulfill your promises. He stretched out his hands on the cross and released from eternal death all who believe in you. As we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, we thank you that you have gathered us together to receive your Son's body and blood. Send us your Spirit, unite us as one, and strengthen our faith so that we may praise you in your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we glorify and honor you, O God our Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And in your name we also pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the remission of all your sins. Do this in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen." Come, for all things are now ready.
Thank you.
We give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this saving gift. We pray that through it you will strengthen our faith in you and increase our love for one another. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated for our final hymn, hymn 698, Seek Where You May to Find a Way.
We thank you for joining us for worship today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Our regular worship times are Sunday at 9 a.m., Thursday at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church and school, go to stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Thank you.
Good evening once again. A couple of quick announcements. There's still a follow-up from our guest speaker last Sunday on the Ministry of Christian Giving. If you'd like to take a look at that, there's still some folders out there if you're interested in that. Also, we have a card in there about Micah Otto, a son of our congregation. Boy, I wish I had a chance to teach him. I didn't get a chance to. You guys did, right? Now he's going to be a missionary in Quezon City in the Philippines. Please take the opportunity to support him if you so desire. There's some details in the bulletin for that. Some new school announcements are coming up. I'm not going to detail all of those, but please take a look. We could always use helpers over at school in a variety of ways, helping with the lunch and this, that, and the other. If you're interested, please talk to our principal, Pastor Ertl, or Tana at the office over there. I'm sure we can find things for you to do over there. I don't think I have anything else. Pray for your school. Pray for the kids there. Good evening and God bless. All right. You're sweating, man.
How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. He's running away. Don't let him get away. How you doing? All right. Great to have you come again. Pinces, how you doing, Schuberings? Good to see you. I'm using both hands. Pulling them through with both hands. Good evening. Sam?
Have a good night.
I certainly will.
Did you give Roy and I a communion?
Absolutely. Oh, no.
So he was out taking a call and he didn't get to take communion, so.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Good evening.
Good to see you again.